Hello.
TK.
Andrew, how are you, man?
I'm wonderful. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Thank you.
All right, let me hit your music first.
Here comes Speed Racer.
Ladies and gentlemen, sitting in the garage with Tony Kanaan, which I wish. I would love to hang out in the garage with Tony Kanaan just once, but at least we got you on the phone, man, as the Detroit Grand Prix. We get ready for it. How are you? I don't want to bring up Alabama, but I do want to bring up Alabama. The one question: how were those rain tires in condition? Is it about the tires or visibility? Because watching it on TV, it looks scary as hell.
Yeah, Jermaine, it was none of those. It was actually the track drainage that was keeping us from driving. I mean, yeah, the spray was bad, but the aquaplaning was the problem. We had too many standing waters and in too many places, so we had to wait until, you know, the track drainage there is not great, so which they're going to try to improve for next year. But, yeah, that was made us race twice. Yeah. A little bit on Sunday and a little bit on Monday.
I saw some of the seepage in turn one. You could see it on TV before some of the guys hit that. I mean, I can't imagine when you hit that probably with your right front when you turn in. What is that like? Is it just like hydroplaning, the same effect?
Yeah, hydroplane, you have no steering. The car just goes wherever it wants to go. And, you know, at those speeds, it's definitely not something that you want to do. So, you know, it got a couple guys got caught by surprise, which is a shame. But, you know, that's why they decided to cancel and, you know, postpone to the next day.
Well, you learn, right? We're four races in now. Are we still on a learning curve with this new setup, with this new chassis?
Oh, for sure. I mean, every track we go, it's new because we haven't been there. But it's a great product. The car is actually fun to drive, and the races are being extremely fun. A lot of passing. So I think we got it right, you know. So
now you start looking, you know, driving number 14, and obviously, you know, when you get to drive for a guy like A.J. Foyt, it's all about Indy. Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think for anybody, if you think about it, I mean, Indy's the race that everybody wants to win. And but AJ, yes, he's one of the few guys that won four times. And for him, that's his life. And for me, you know, obviously winning the 2013 was the highlight of my career. So for sure, that's what he's focusing more. And we have it coming up. You know, that's right around the corner. You know, we have one more race, which is still in Indy. It's in the Indy Road Course, and then we have the 500.
So how do you, you had your one, you're doing your oval sub out of Phoenix and with the oval platform with that car. Do you anticipate higher speeds in Indy this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to test the car for the first time this weekend there, but I'm not sure if we're going to, you know, break the record or anything like that. But the cars are being quicker this year, so all is going to depend on the weather, too. Nowadays, with the level of downforce that we have in our cars this year, for the people that don't understand, we took a lot of that off. So the car slides a lot more, but it goes a lot quicker in a straight line. So we still got to see. Depending on the weather, we get really affected by if it's too hot, we lose a lot of grip. So we'll see. But I think there is a possibility, yes, for us to definitely be quicker.
I heard somebody compare it to like some of the cars. It's almost like go-kart racing, the lack of downforce. Is that fair, or is that kind of over-exaggerating a bit?
No, it's fair. I mean, it's a lot less. We have around 2,000 pounds less, which, you know, I know for people it's just a number, but 2,000 is a big number anyway whenever you want to mention. So it's definitely sliding a lot more, which you made it. You know, we had an average of between 54 to 70 passes per race, so that it made a lot more. The field is a lot tighter and a lot easier to pass for us.
Your bit with your new teammate, with the wig, was one of the funniest damn things I've seen in a long time. Oh my God!
He's a 19-year-old kid, you know, Mateus, and he's Brazilian. He has a long hair like all these young kids, this new generation, or I guess we were as well back in the days. And I don't have a lot of hair left, so I bought a wig to try to imitate him, and it was quite funny.
Actually. Oh, that was a fantastic.
Jim, the funniest part was when I got to the wig store and I had his picture, and I told the lady that I want a hair like that. So she was laughing big time.
When you put it on, I'm like Chico Marx. That's all I could think about was Chico Marx the whole time. I'm waiting for you to say, what's the matter for you? You want to go race a car? So Watching the race yesterday and afterwards and on social media, obviously, you know, you mentioned the young drivers. Now we have this two like worlds colliding, which is great for IndyCar as a fan. Again, I look at it as, from the perspective of a fan. But when I see Simon Pagenaud go over and talk to somebody who was two laps down, who was blocking him, or at least he felt that way, was a Gabby. And to capture that on social media, has that always gone on in the pits and we just weren't aware of it before?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, nowadays with social media, we get access to so many things that we haven't had in the past. But, yeah, usually, you know, discussions happen. You know, after the race, I'm not a big fan of those because we're always hot. After a two-hour race, especially under the conditions that we had for that whole weekend, nerves are pretty intense. So I have a tendency to, like, go away and come down and then talk to whoever I had a problem with. But I guess Pagenaud, rightfully so, because I have to say I was two laps down and I stay out of everybody's way. I mean, you know, it's to me, I can't understand why people do that, because you don't have a chance. You're not going for a position. So I would side with Simon on that one. And plus, he's a veteran. Chavez is, you know, not a rookie, but not, he's pretty young. I think that is always the respect side of it. And I don't think you guys heard the whole conversation, because Simon, the last words of Simon, I know exactly what he said. It's what goes around comes around.
And right. And it will.
One day, you're going to have a bad day one day, and you're going to remember. And trust me, we don't forget. You know, so.
Well, isn't that kind of like, that, I mean, when I watch it, just to translate over, by the way, Tony Kanaan with us, I want to remind everybody, Detroit Grand Prix, if you haven't, DetroitGP.com. When I watch Max Verstappen now in F1, and I'm thinking to myself, dude, you're going to get a payback that you don't even see coming from some of these guys because of the way you're driving now.
Exactly. And it's a shame sometimes, because something will happen in the track and you guys won't even realize. But, you know, it's going to happen. And that's the way the nature of our business is. That's why if you're having a bad day, you try to stay out of the way, because that day will come that it's your turn and people are going to remember. So, but it was funny. I mean, it was definitely funny to see a French and a Colombian arguing in English. It was quite interesting.
Yeah, a Colombian F-bomb has a very angry sound to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it actually, you know, the F-bomb sounds terrible in any language or any accent, but that was it was funny. I mean, I have to say I was out of it, so it was funny.
Did you see Gabby's Instagram post later on in the day?
No, I did not. Tell me.
He took a picture that he was getting ready to go to Indy and he was eating a croissant. I'm like, really? Really?
Yeah, man, that's gonna start something.
Yeah, I'm just, I was like, okay, game on. You'll be very proud of me, Tony, for Christmas. You know what I got?
No.
A Banco Nacional Ayrton Senna autographed hat. One with yes, that's what I'm bringing to the Detroit Grand Prix. You and I talk about it all the time.
Yes,
I'm getting mini helmet. I've been getting everything from the family collection that donates the money back to Brazil.
That's so cool, man.
I got the hat.
Awesome.
I've been wanting it.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see it.
I'll bring it there, because for people that don't know, I know we're short on time, but for the story of you beat Ayrton Senna in a go-kart race. You got his attention.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny because, obviously, I was racing go-karts. So it's like me nowadays go race a kid that does that every day of the week. But still, we had a charity event, and it was a go-kart race, and he was in it, I was in it, and it was at his farm. And, I won the race. I have a picture that I'm in the podium. I'm first, and he's second. I don't think many drivers have that picture.
No, they don't.
A real one. And at that time, I didn't have any money to race. I just had lost my dad, and he was a big help to me in my career. So, unfortunately, he was gone too soon. But, the story of that is I went to Europe, and I only had money to do one race in cars. And this race was prior to his race, the same day and same venue. And he went to my team owner and said, you should give this guy a ride for the full year because he's a better driver than me. And, you know, when you have a statement like that, and then I got the job. So I can't thank him enough for that.
See, I didn't know the back end of that, Tony. I knew the first part, but yeah. I didn't know the back end of that. You and I talk about it all the time.
Yeah, that's how I made it. That's how I made it to America. And, you know, I mean, you know, he didn't do a lot. I mean, he just really mentioned that I was better than him. He didn't pay for me. I mean, nothing. But, you know, he was so powerful and such a good driver that people respected what he said. And then I got the job.
to watch a video of Lewis Hamilton shaking when he got to drive that car, the McLaren.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. To
respect the guy, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I have to say I don't have many heroes in my life apart from, you know, I love sports, and but, you know, he was one of them for sure.
Well, you're driving for a hero too, so you're driving for AJ Foyt. Although I cannot understand, how is the 14 not retired? Do we retire numbers in IndyCar?
Yeah, we do retire numbers, but AJ doesn't want it to retire that number. I think we're probably going to convince him as soon as I win the 500 for him, we'll retire that. But
nice.
You know, he loves that number. That's been the number, you know, for his life. And I have to say he's a very interesting character, and I love sharing the stories with him. And nowadays, driving for him, and for me, at this point of my career, after doing this for 21 years, it's a pleasure.
I can't wait to see you here in the Detroit Grand Prix. Tony Kanaan, number 14, or ABC Supply Chevrolet. Jim Campbell has agreed to give you the pace car when you win this year. I think that's an understood.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's another statement. It's going to happen. Even if he doesn't give it to me, I'll take it.
Why not? What are they going to do? They can't stop you. You know, honestly.
I'll get the key and then I drive off the track. What are they going to do about it?
Yeah, you're a parent. Our kids, what do we learn as parents? It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
100%. I shouldn't be saying that because I've 3 kids that are be listening to us, but yeah.
TK, it's great talking to you, man. I will bring the hat down, and I would love to get you to autograph it too.
Perfect. Yeah, do that. Thank you.
All right, all the best. Tony Kanaan. Thanks, bud.
Thank you, bro.